Bonjour. Yes, I was invited by the Abbey to come over to make a sculpture connected through my website mostly. I've been making large sculptures in Europe and well, in Britain as well, but and recently in Germany and also France earlier on, a few years of my career. So they invited me over to make this sculpture, talked about various designs and gave me an option of whereabouts to create the piece in the ruins. But I saw the cloister and that was an obvious palette for me to build onto, framed by the lovely old buildings all around it. Chosen to make a wishing tree. I've sort of researched it a wee bit and I picked up a brochure while I was here on medieval design and there's some lovely old trees in that. But in Scotland, particularly where I live, there's a tradition and the tree is called the clootie tree, which is a sort of Scots word, not Gaelic, but Scots word for cloth. And the idea is that these trees would be in rural settings, in villages, and people would go and tie a cloth, a shred of fragment of a garment onto the tree, and they would make a wish or a prayer for someone relative who's ill or a loved one that they'd like to meet, all sorts of things. It would be a wish and a hope. And this tradition also, I travelled in Nepal and India recently, and I saw many clootie trees. In Scotland, near where I live, there is a Tibetan temple, the biggest Tibetan temple in Buddhist temple in Europe, I believe, and they have a clootie tree there. So it's offers prayers, wishes, all sorts. And so I thought I would build a wishing tree in the process.
Can you tell us what material you use? It's willow and bark, is it?
The tree is made predominantly out of willow, which the Abbey have resourced. So it's grown, I think it's about 200 kilometres. You probably know the name of the area.
I think I was told it was the Indre-et-Loire.
Okay.
Department, because there is some in Brittany, but not enough for your purpose.
Yeah, we've used quite a lot, and there's also another project at the Roche Jagu.
Yes.
I'm doing. But the willow is very good, lovely colours, and we've first of all built a steel armature. So at the Abbey, they have a great team of volunteer helpers that come in, and together we've built this lovely armature, welded steel, and over which we're going to weave layers, or have begun weaving layers of willow to create form and movement. The steel isn't really visible, and it's transformed from being a skeleton, which is what the steel is, the armature. It's suddenly put in the flesh, but the tree has grown branches and roots are spread out into the ground. And the helpers have been very, very obliging and very helpful, friendly, and are learning the techniques to weave the willow in. And we're not using any sort of traditional basket willow weaves. And I know France has got an amazing basketry tradition. So we've gone for a more random, more natural, organic kind of weave. So it tends to flow rather than be jaggedly woven in into a regular pattern.
Your particular designs that you do, they reflect movement, do they?
I try to capture movement, yeah. Because mostly figurative animals or mythical creatures.
Extraordinary. And then you set fire.
They will be stuffed with, as I make them, they'll be stuffed with straw.
Right.
And they will be at events like music festivals or big public performance-y events, and it will be the culmination. It'll be fireworks, and we would burn the sculpture, which is a lot of people ask me, how do I feel? The sculpture could
you've
take,
done all that work, and
could
then
take three weeks to make, or
it's
more.
Like building a house and then demolishing it,
and 20 minutes, and it's gone.
It's gone. It's extraordinary.
The image that it gives to people is quite spectacular, but it's quite moving for people because we try to make a very beautiful figures. And it's just the drama of it all, the fireworks and smoke, and it's often at midnight, the middle of the night. Or
so do you work on a commission basis?
Mostly to commission, yeah. In fact, nearly all to commission these days. They're not all big figures, so I make sort of stags and animals, all sorts of smaller ones, and figures, smaller figures. But every year there's two or three or four large scale pieces of work. They used to be a regular. In Scotland, I used to make three every year, but they've changed.
Do you sell them sometimes? Or are you loath to part after putting so much?
No, well, I sell them as a commission. People will come, say they've got a large garden or an estate,
right.
and I make it, and it's theirs. And then they do what they want with it, but it's normally just stays. But willow, for doing a figurative work, it's like, I always describe it as like drawing. Each piece of willow is like a pencil stroke, so you're actually drawing with willow. It takes a lot longer, obviously, but it's like you're shading in and trying to get muscle definition. if you imagine us, our bodies took the flesh away, we're full of these lines and wires and arteries and tubes and veins and vessels. And that's what I try to create. Yeah. So it lends itself, because it's so fluid and
lends itself to a movement. So even if it's not moving, it appears to be.
Yeah, and you can get into some nice... you can get very quite detailed. If you've got time and you can patience, which is something that volunteers have to learn, that it doesn't happen straight away. And you're building up layers. So the first of all, it doesn't look very much, and then you're gradually bringing in muscle definition.
So your sculpture will stay here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
right. And you just move on.
Yeah, the sculpture's here for it's here. I think the openings are not, but it will be here for everyone to see, and there will be events planned around it, I think, and I can see a feature in the winter Christmas time. They'll maybe put lights on it, decorate it. I hope so.
Little Breton fairy on the top.
Yeah, but I would like to mention that the idea is that people would, because there is two holes in the tree, and people are invited to write something on and post it into the tree, a wish or whatever, a prayer for world peace maybe. Oh, or the branches are a bit high. I'm not sure about people climbing on it, but you're invited to tie pieces of cloth, and I think there will be pieces here for people to do that.
Excellent.
And it will, it will be here certainly the winter, I imagine. There was some talk about it being here next year as well.
And what a beautiful situation. I mean, it's just amazing.
It
just fits,
right.
Doesn't it? It's like that little courtyard there was waiting for you.
Yeah, it's a perfect sort of palette. And maybe it adds a sort of another dimension to the Abbey.
Oh, thank you very much.